Women in Georgia used to be able to get legal abortions as late as 26 weeks into a pregnancy. That changed 2 years ago when Governor Deal signed a bill reducing that time to 20 weeks. A new study by the University of California, San Francisco showed half the women coming for later term abortions in Georgia were from other states. Once the Georgia ban was signed, the number of women getting those abortions dropped by 40%. Sarah Roberts is the study's lead author.
It really illustrates that when a type of abortion care, such as later abortion care, is already scarce in a geographic region, banning it in one state has an impact on women's health and access well beyond that state.
Joshua Edmonds is with Georgia Right to Life, which pushed for the ban. He says these results are just the first step. To Edmonds, any abortion is taking a life.
Georgia Right to Life would like to see legislation that prevents that service from continuing. If that means shutting down a facility, then it means shutting down a facility.
Lynn Paltrow is the founder of National Advocates for Pregnant Women.
As it becomes less and less available as a result of laws like Georgia's, it will not stop women from having those abortions. It will make them more dangerous for some women.
The ACLU challenged Georgia's 20-week ban immediately. That means it's only been partially implemented. The cutoff for now is roughly 24 weeks. The study's author says if the Georgia ban goes into full effect, the impact will be even greater. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.